one is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Yes, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, I'm so sorry, Frank, that you're a little under the weather today. Well, I pray for your God will uplift you and pour out a blessing of healing unto you today. Well, thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We've got a great show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, and we may go over a little bit into the second part. We'll see. We're going to talk about empathy. Is there an empathy shortage? And what that may mean to your health. Also, we're going to be talking about skin signals. I'll give you a little sign that your liver's got a problem. Your skin will let you know. And I think we're going to jump into, if we get time, the allergy season stuff. Because you know what? I see all these ads now for the antihistamines for the flu season and sinus and allergies and, you know, pollen floating around there. So we're probably going to hit that a little early this year and see if we get time to fit that in. Also, we got a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm just lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting you and me and all of America up in prayer. We need the Lord's help. We absolutely do. So we got to seek the Lord early in the day and pray. Yep. I did bring my devotional today, John 20 and 21 and John 14, and it goes like this: peace be with you. You know, you hear that a lot in the scriptures, right? I never really wrap my brain around that greeting. That's huge. That is like, you know, a treasure trove to someone bless you with peace. And so they say a lot in scriptures, peace be with you. Ever since the resurrection, this has been my watchword to those who yearn for me. As you sit quietly, let my peace settle over you and enfold you in my loving presence. To provide this radiant peace for you, I died a criminal's death. Receive my peace abundantly and thankfully. It is a rare treasure, dazzling in a delicate beauty, yet strong enough to withstand all onslaughts. Wear my peace with regal dignity, and it will keep your heart and mind close to me. Oh, yeah, you got to stay close to the Lord, because that's the safest place you could be, right? Right? Absolutely. So if you're not seeking the Lord's face, mind the time. It grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first, let's see. What do we got here in the quack report? First up, got to get my papers. Uh-oh, here we are. Companies already implanting employees with microchips. Uh-oh. Several companies in Europe are kind of paving the way to insert implantable microchips into the employee's hand in order to give them easy access to enter their building. Ah, so this is how they're going to do it. If you want to do your job, if you want to actually get to your desk, you got to have one of these chips. So the chips are also coded so that the employees can perform various tasks or functions of their job and even pay for their lunch. That's right. This is in the UK's Daily Mail. They reported on Belgium, known as New Fusion. It's a marketing firm. They're already using the technology in all their employees. Another company in Sweden is doing the same thing. So according to the report, a small chip about the size of a grain of rice is inserted between the thumb and index finger of the employee's hand. The chip also holds personal and security information that is transmitted wirelessly from the hand to the receiver so the employee can enter the building for security reasons and turn on his computer and all kinds of things. So the chips that the Belgian company is using cost about $106 each. The chips enable the employee to access the company's IT systems to open up their keyboard. Instead of using a fob and fumbling around with keys and all that stuff. So you don't have to have a plastic ID. You just got the chip, see? Wow, scary. Okay, moving along in the quack report. Last but not least in the quacker, Frank, we have thermography. A lot of people, worry about early detection for breast cancer, but they don't like mammograms because of the radiation risk. So now a lot of people in the United States are going to have a thermography done. And they use the thermography now as an early detection of hopefully as an early detection for breast cancer. So what the thermography is a digital infrared thermal image of your body. And we used to use it when I worked for a neurology center. It was a pain clinic, and they would use the thermography for the chronic pain patients, because when you have pain, usually you have inflammation, and that means more blood flow to the area, which means a higher temperature. So on your thermography image, certain areas may not be pink or red. They may be hot white, and that means you have a lot of inflammation and something's going on there. So the image can show anomalies, and that could indicate disease or a problem. It could indicate a tumor. It could be blood vessels that need help. It could be a lot of things, but it kind of pinpoints that there's an issue hopefully without the radiation risk. So it's kind of a virtual map of any pain or inflammation or anything going wrong without all that risk. So that's a big deal. 1 in 8 women now in the United States using thermography, which, you know, I can't complain about that. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, Frank sends me a little. I know some people are moving forward in the United States presenting, you know, outlawing microchipping. Yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, you know, I wondered how they would get people to actually be agreed to be chipped. And so I guess, you know, over in Europe, they're saying it's required to do your job. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to talk about empathy. Is there an empathy shortage? What do you think? Well, as humans, we show empathy when we perceive someone to be in distress or pain. A significant number of people today feel that there's a lack of control, lack of empathy, lack of concern, you know, lack of love for our fellow man. According to research, we have to be able to relate to the person in order to have any empathy for them. Well, more importantly, the research is really stating that if we have any bias, you know, it can affect our empathy. And by the way, bias, they say, is located in the same region of the brain as empathy is. It's called the anterior cingulated cortex. So when we consider empathy, we realize it is one of the oldest social behaviors man has. Empathy is rooted in compassion or love. So having a better understanding of how people think is helpful and what we can expect and how we can protect ourselves. So we're going to take a look. There were a few empathy studies that I thought were interesting I want to mention. One study was at the University of Pennsylvania. It appeared in the July 2009 Journal of Neuroscience. And the researchers there tested if human empathy was influenced by bias such as race. And according to their study, we tend to have more empathy for those of the same race as ourselves, they said. Then Oxford University Press reported on a study that appeared in the July 2013 journal Brain, and the study was out of the Netherlands regarding psychopaths and empathy. So what the Dutch researchers determined is that psychopaths do have the will to activate their empathy. So this kind of contradicts the district attorneys and a lot of the movies that would portray the average criminal-minded psychopath as being a threat to society, being very callous and devoid of empathy. So what their research discovered is that psychopaths have a reduced level of empathy, but they can activate it in order to appear socially acceptable. Well, and then there was some research regarding what is called a mirror system. According to those involved in some brain research, our brains, the human brain, has what is called a mirror system. So when we see other people experiencing touch or pain or disgust or any other emotions, our brains mirror that emotion in the part of the brain called the insula somatosensory cortex. So in some instances, the emotion is so strong that it becomes our own experience. So if you've ever gone to the movies and you sat through, like, say, a tearjerker, you know what I'm talking about. Your movie ticket should have come with a box of tissues. Another example would be the movie Titanic, where you feel like you're on the boat with the ill-fated passengers. But the difference for those that are exhibiting psychopathic or narcissistic behavior is that they feel this much less and not spontaneously. So their empathy is really, you know, dulled, if you will. So therefore, the research suggests that those who seem to lack empathy just feel less empathetic than others. But is that true? The researchers state that if these individuals focus on empathy, they can force or switch on their empathy emotion. What's with that? Well, then they talked about the dark side of this. According to the Dutch research team, there's a darker side to those who exhibit a reduced spontaneous empathy. Their ability to control their empathy makes psychopaths very cunning when seducing individuals and callous towards their victims. Well, then there was some research about IQ and empathy. So I don't know. What do you think, Frank? You want to weigh in on this? Do you think IQ, smart, not so smart, has anything to do with empathy? Let me know. Just send me a message there. In October 2010, a report appeared in the Journal of Psychological Science suggesting that our intelligence affects our empathy. Mm-hmm. So the report coined the phrase emotional intelligence. And what the report stated is that humble people exhibit a keen sense and display more empathy, whereas the elite exhibit less empathy and are not considered emotionally alert. Isn't that interesting? However, this type of indifference for the lower class happens across socioeconomic levels. An example would be to, you know, take a lunch break outside of the office with a coworker, and let's say you're walking down the street and a panhandler asks you for your spare change. The coworker that you're with ignores the beggar, much like a priest that walked past the injured man on the side of the road described in Luke chapter 10. Remember that? So let's say that you were maybe once homeless. Then you would relate to this beggar a lot better, and you would have empathy and probably offer your spare change. Now, according to the study, the lower our social status, and or if we had any humble beginnings, the more empathy we have towards other people. So I guess if you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth, may not have as much empathy. So there have been other studies that seem to report similar findings, and the bigger our britches are, the less empathy we're expressed for the down and out, apparently, according to their research. So how we perceive ourselves and others influences our behavior. Oh, Frank weighs in. He says he doesn't know, though some who do control their emotions are now being deemed psychopaths or narcissists. Yep, yep. Well, let's talk about that wild card. There's a wild card in this deck. Many people and health professionals are very concerned with the increase in the exhibition of, you know, narcissistic behavior lately. The narcissist is very different from the psychopath. There are where the psychopath will use and discard their victim, the narcissist finds a way to hold their victim captive, regards them as mere objects in order to feed their appetite for attention and self-worship. So narcissists are needy people and have no sincere concern for the other's well-being unless it serves their purpose. So their victims exist just to validate them, and empathy, if they have any, is mimicked to escape scrutiny. So narcissists do not take rejection well, and social media, well, that can be their two-edged sword. But if you befriend them on social media, in their mind, you just became their property, and they're going to attempt to control you in some way. So they are the king, and you are the serf. That's how they look at it. So a narcissist is the chief of betrayal and making their victims feel like emotional slaves. And you cannot appeal to their good senses because they have none. There is no reasoning with a narcissist. So they're pretty much devoid of real empathy, basically. They are typically very intelligent, and they learn to mask their true intentions and project their antisocial behavior onto others. So their victims are the scapegoats for everything. And the narcissist has no sense of humor, but they will laugh on cue in social settings because they know it's expected, although they don't know why they are laughing. Never ask them to explain a joke. They won't get it. The narcissist is a pretender and a predator. They possess a malignant personality that's combined with intelligence to hide it. So their victims emerge from any of their victims tend to emerge from a significant exposure of having their feelings of safety and trust forever altered. So the reality is that if any person that lacks empathy is a person really that has serious capability of hurting you, okay? Empathy lacking people are dangerous. That's the message. Yeah. Frank's asking me if I'm talking about liberals. Well, I'm sure, you know, there's probably some narcissistic liberals running about. Let me read you a quote from Dr. Erica Hepper. She's a psychologist at the University of Surrey in the UK. She says, empathy is the ability to vicariously experience another person's perspective or emotions. Empathy is important as a social glue for personal relationships and social bonds to form, develop and endure. So she says narcissists tend to lack empathy. So there's no glue for them, you know, to get to know you because they really don't care to get to know you. It's all about them. Well, let's look at this trend. According to researchers at Surrey University in the UK, they have tracked a trend and state that over the last 30 years, narcissism is on the rise and empathy on the decline. They also state that younger people are more likely to exhibit narcissism than the other older generations. They also state that the narcissists are prone to aggressive and antisocial behavior, as well as more likely to commit crimes. Their research was published in the May 2014 Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, and Dr. Hepper has been studying the behavior from two categories of narcissists. I didn't know there was two categories of narcissism, but now there is. There's the high narcissist and the low narcissist. So Dr. Hepper states there are several maladaptive components to narcissism. The so-called high narcissist, in their category, they have a greater amount of maladaptive components to their personality, she said. So these are the narcissists that can pass a lie detector test. So these are the ones that can lie to you with cunning plausibility. They can exhibit what is called pseudo-empathy to fool even the most experienced psychotherapist. However, the psychologist that knows the ways of the narcissist understands that these high narcissists can project what is called intellectual empathy. So they know how they are expected to act, but they really don't feel the empathy they're projecting. So they become actors, basically. So empathy to the narcissist, well, it's as alien as ice is on the sun's surface. And anyone that is dealing with a narcissist should read Sam Vatkinen's book, Malignant Self-Love, Narcissism Revisited. And he's got an excellent handle on the narcissist. And this is a quote from him. He says this: the narcissist has a special landscape or veneer that is breached when they are frustrated or humiliated, which is called narcissistic injury. This, he says, is when their mask slips off and you see the real predator. Narcissists ensnare their victims by appealing to their needs, and this includes using fake empathy. End of quote. Scary people. Really, you might want to visit Sam's website. It's samvak@trippod.com. If you are signed up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, you would get a hot link to his website there. So, you know, I guess what we're seeing is love waxing cold. You know, most people would prefer to believe that mankind has not lost its ability to exhibit behavior that is about love. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are good Christian people. There's good people out there, period, that have empathy, and they're insincere, and they're tender-hearted. But we're seeing a trend that's very disturbing. The problem comes in when there's this deception about all this exhibition of love and empathy. Is it real or is it not real? We have to be able to discern who is sincere and has good intentions. So how do we do that? You know, I once heard a security expert and author, his name was Gavin DeBecker, and he designed actually the threat assessment systems for the United States. And he said that the way that you vet out these undesirables is to answer their questions with a negative. He said, in other words, if you were female and you were approached and you were asked, let's go grab a drink or a cup of coffee, he instructs you to just say no and keep saying no. DeBecker said that if a person is a narcissist or a psychotype, they don't like to keep hearing no, and they often leave to go find easier prey. So the normal person actually respects your answer the first time you say it, and you don't have to keep saying no. So that's a real good tip to have on hand. Keep saying no. Because somebody that wants to do something to you, not for you, will try to manipulate you and try to convince you to change your answer to yes. They don't take no for an answer kind of thing. Yeah. Well, you know, we got a lot of disorderly conduct going on. That's what we have. The question that some people ask is, do psychopaths and narcissists know they have dysfunctional behavior? Well, there's a question. Do they know what they're doing? Yeah. I know the psychology area would have you believe, you know, they were born this way. It's just a bad deck of cards they were given. You know, my personal experience tells me that they absolutely know what they are doing and they enjoy doing it. Yep. My opinion is confirmed by Dr. Scott Kaufman and the Intellectual Minds at Washington University in St. Louis. They did some research to answer the question if narcissists have insight into their personality and how people see them. Their study was published in the March 2011 Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. They conducted three studies, and all the outcomes were consistent. Besides being power control freaks, the narcissist is impulsive, arrogant, and I think others are lucky to know them. So what surprised the research team is that narcissists perceive themselves as narcissistic as if it were some high honor. They admitted to all their narcissistic traits and were well aware of their reputation. So this proves that they have self-awareness and that their behavior is willful. Okay? There's a key. This is not a personality disease that has just happened upon them. They developed it. Narcissists and psychopaths have the ability to cunningly deceive. Yes, they do. All right, last quote from Dr. Scott Kaufman, scientific director at Positive Psychology, University of Pennsylvania. He says this, "My experience is narcissists are not only aware of who they are, but they embrace it. Narcissists don't seem to care whether they are perceived as good people because they want to be admired rather than liked. It is rare for a narcissist to change because they simply don't want to." End of quote. Well, I can see by the clock we got to take a break. More, a little bit more on the other side, and then we're going to jump into some other neat things. We'll be right back with more. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and we're going to wrap up this thing about, you know, empathy, kind of on a short end of the stick here, apparently. You know, this just reminds me of what Scripture says about the signs of the times, really. If we read Matthew 24, we find there's this list of events the Lord told the disciples would happen in the latter days, and a few of those signs were, you know, Christians would be hated and persecuted. We've been seeing that. Deception would be prevalent. We're seeing that. People would be lovers of themselves, and the love of many would wax cold. That's what the good book says. So what would you call someone that deceives through false empathy? Let me ask you that, Frank. What do you call that? Well, Scripture tells us that they that deceive are lovers of evil and hate the light and come not near the light or they would be discovered. That's in John chapter 3. So simply put, they prefer to do evil, know they're doing it, and find pleasure in it. So these people are not really interested in being able to, quote, relate to you in order to have empathy for you. Race or economic status doesn't matter with these people. No, no. You know, evil is just evil. Okay? This is simply put. That's what it is. I'm just being real. So dealing with perception, because as the Lord Jesus Christ said, we would have deception. So personally, I draw near to the Lord to seek his wisdom and discernment, because the scripture says the wicked are driven away in their wickedness and the righteous hope in their death. So it's just a matter of time before they're revealed. And I pray the wicked are revealed, because darkness and light, hey, they can't coexist. So staying in close prayer with the Lord is going to give you peace. It's going to protect you and help you to discern. You can definitely, Psalms 93 is a special prayer of protection if you're worried, so you can pray that. And then, of course, there's some herbal help on the way, because there may not be any herbs that can fix a narcissist, but there are herbs that can sure help us, you know, the rest of us deal with this world. So the herbs that I like to use can help, you know, help us avoid falling into the trap of using alcohol and other drugs to dull our fear and anxiety and depression, and, you know, to help us cope. So you don't want to do that, because that just leads to another problem. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask about their emotional stress formula. It's an herbal liquid, or the valerian root, or the relaxation formula. And if it's just a lack of nutrients that are not helping your nerves any, then you want to definitely ask about the Body Foundation food mix. So you're going to remove a lot of nerve and muscle tension while you feed the body with the super nutrition. That's going to help you cope. So give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. So if you're on thepowerherbs.com now, just click on the anxiety depression tab, and you'll get to those formulas there. Now, you can also get a free catalog. You can download it, too, for free if you want to do that on your computer at thepowerherbs.com. Also, don't forget, February is Heart Health Month, so they have 10% off their formulas that are under the Heart and Cardio section. And also, this week for Valentine's Day, Monday the 13th through Friday the 17th, they are offering free ground ship on orders of $25 or more when you use the coupon code VAL, V-A-L-17, in your shopping cart. So that information is on the website, so you can check it out there, and thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, 866-229-3663. All right, we're going to talk about the allergy season, because it'll be here, bam, before you know, next month. March usually starts it, because you get a few more warmer days towards the middle end of March, and all of a sudden these trees start blooming, and all of a sudden your car starts to look a little yellow. So we're going to talk about allergy season. Really does start in March, especially if you're in the southeast or the southern parts of the United States. Usually around mid-March is when the tree pollen starts. And pollen can be a problem for a majority of allergy sufferers, and so much so that, you know, people sometimes even monitor the pollen reports from the National Allergy Bureau, or they go get they go on to pollen.com, and there they can download a phone app to tell them where the pollen counts are high. So hay fever is also you know, really known as allergic rhinitis, and more people these days seem to be sensitive to a lot of things in the environment, foods, drugs, even their pets. So this can negatively affect a nation, all these allergies. About half of the population in the U.S. has allergies and spends about $18 billion on all these allergy treatments each year. So allergies are more costly than cancer, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's all together. I would never have guessed that, But yep. So we're going to take a look at what we can do to minimize or even overcome the allergy season. So if you look at a map of the United States, the parts of the nation that really get hit hard with allergies is like, you know, the whole southern hemisphere of the nation and up the East Coast, typically northeast, central parts, and the northern area. Not so bad. According to the American Academy for Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, millions of Americans encounter allergy outbreaks. About 8% of adults have hay fever. 7% to 10% of kids have hay fever. And as high as 30% of the adults are suffering from some sort of seasonal sinus infection. About 10 to 20% have allergies so bad they're on medications for it. So about 10% of the kids have respiratory allergies. 50 million people in the U.S. Are willing to risk their health and use the over-the-counter prescription drugs for the allergy outbreak. So in a majority of cases, it's because they are unaware of what other steps they could take to reduce their sensitivity to a lot of these allergens. So let's look at some of the causes for the allergies. A lot of people say, well, what could other than pollen, what could prompt an occurrence of an allergy outbreak? Some scientific studies are suggesting that large protein molecules placed directly into the blood, cause an artificial infection, if you will, and causes a lot of inflammation and an immune system response. So we normally don't take these proteins, though, directly into the blood. So how would we be doing that? Well, a lot of times you get these large protein molecules in the blood through leaky gut syndrome or through vaccinations. Yeah. So this is not good. And when this occurs, the burden to place, there's a lot of burden on the lymphatic system to filter out these proteins from the blood, which can make the gland system overworked and then sick. So when the lymph glands are clogged with a lot of polluted proteins, they can't support the immune system function so well, and they can't make white blood cells to counter infection. So FYI there. So this allows any allergic reaction to run amok, really, and compromise an immune system. Another function of the lymphatic system is that it can get severely hindered, and it won't carry nutrients and fat to the tissues that our cells need. Our cells need quality fats. This would be from unprocessed foods. So it can carry out a lot of functions. Physician Len Horowitz describes vaccines this way. He says, most parents who feed their children properly would not let them eat food which contain any of the many ingredients that are found in immunizations. That's scary, isn't it? So true. And chiropractor Ted Corin says some of the ingredients in childhood vaccines are your thimerosal mercury, disinfectants and preservatives, aluminum, an additive to promote antibody response, formaldehyde, they use that as a disinfectant, ethylene glycol, which is really antifreeze, phenol, which is a disinfectant and a dye, thorium chloride, which is an antiseptic, and methylparaben, which is an antifungal preservative. Yeah, just, you know, put a nice plate of that out in front of you. So what do the histamines do if you're, you know, a lot of people do run to the shelf for the histamines, antihistamines, for the allergy symptoms. So what do histamines really do? Well, everyone has histamine receptors. They're called H1 receptors, and they're all over your body. So when you take an antihistamine, you're getting rid of those receptors everywhere. The antihistamine receptors are on your smooth muscle cells, which line the inside of your intestines. They're on cells that line the cavities of your heart. They're in your lymph vessels, your central nervous system, your spinal cord and brain. They're inside your blood vessels. So really, histamine, kind of important and necessary for bodily function. So the body releases histamine, which can bring inflammation, initially increasing circulation. It's an immune system response. but it can also bring on allergic reactions. So histamine is a local immune system's response with white blood cells, and it also regulates physiological functions of your thyroid gland. So it also regulates the digestive tract and as well as neurotransmitters. So medical doctors may recommend antihistamines for the cold, eczema, food allergies, sinusitis, hay fever, hives, psoriasis, rashes, poison ivy. Therefore, if you use antihistamine, you can experience a lot of physiological alterations in your body. Antihistamines are in many products, including antipsychotic drugs. So if you use prescription antipsychotic drugs, prescribed antihistamines or a number of other over-the-counter medications, you may be getting more antihistamine than you think you need, which could actually put you at cardiovascular risk, central nervous system risk, gland system risk, digestion risk, and so forth. So many allergy sufferers will use the Claritin product you've seen on the TV. However, this product does not guarantee patients won't gain weight while they're using it, and that it's stressful for pregnant women and nursing women. They suggest you don't use it, or if you're suffering from kidney or liver disease, because it's going to stress those organs too. So research on Claritin's side effects, or research that before you use anything for allergies. Research everything, because if you use Claritin, you run the risk of a rash, swelling, itching, nervousness, rapid heartbeat, weakness, stomach pain, dizziness, diarrhea, respiratory distress, etc. You can read about it at the CDC.gov because they list it there. You know? Yeah, a lot of these commercials, you know, they tell you about the drug and then the side effects, you know, the risks. Oh, man, the risks are worse than what you're taking it for. So many people ask, you know, why they're an allergy sufferer. Why me? Why am I affected? Well, research suggests that some people have difficulty with certain proteins, and the immune system targets them as dangerous pathogens. So when the immune system responds with immunoglobulin E to fight an unidentified allergen, well, a slew of chemical reactions occur. Histamine is unleashed in a flood of bloody fluids to help deal with the thing, like you get congestion, runny nose, and other pulmonary symptoms can occur. So according to some of the research, hot, spicy foods can help with the body to deal with that kind of response. And the hotter the spice, the better, because it helps the body clear the pathogens that are trapped in mucus sent by the immune system. So you can check your refrigerator for some hot peppers, maybe some ginger, horseradish, onion, garlic, and then you got basically a natural mucus buster, if that's the case, really. You know, normally in a day, I think your nose produces at least a cup of mucus, you know, because the mucus membrane's in there. So it's necessary to keep those membranes moist, but too much is a problem. It's a problem. So what are some other strategies that we can implement? Well, there are a lot of strategies a person can use to reduce or clear away allergic responses, especially during allergy season. A lot of times, you know, you're allergic to your diet, which puts you at a weak area, and then you do respond more severely to a lot of pathogens that may be floating around in the springtime. So according to Drs. Christine Gerberstadt and David Leopold, foods that you want to avoid would be creamy soups. Go for the clear soup broths. No cream or dairy, because it's the dairy products that create more mucus. Allergy sufferers find that when they get rid of the cow milk products, that includes your cheese and yogurt, they're able to, and also use some probiotics, they're able to sidestep a lot of the problems that they usually get during allergy season and any of the over-the-counter stuff that they're taking for it. So they recommend also omega-3 fatty acids and lots of antioxidants. It reduces the likelihood of inflammation. So you know, milk is the biggest culprit, I find, milk and wheat as being allergy prompters. So You can do an easy test. Just, you know, go on a dairy-free diet for 2 weeks, because it takes about 2 weeks for that protein to get out of the diet, out of the system. And I didn't know I was allergic to milk until I did that when I was in my 30s. And a lot of my allergy symptoms went away. And also my yearly bouts of tonsillitis or throat infections and bronchitis and sinusitis went away. So I was really allergic to dairy products, which made me susceptible to all those conditions. So it's an easy thing to do. It doesn't cost you anything, just to, you know, get some substitutes for a couple of weeks. And then once you've cleared the system of the protein after 2 weeks, then you can, like, introduce a glass of milk or a you know, carton of yogurt or something in and see how you do. You know, that'll be a telltale sign for you. Keep a food journal, too. That also helps, because you may be allergic to something else. But usually dairy and wheat are the big culprits, followed by nuts and shellfish. All right, so for sinus and hay fever issues, big time problem in spring and fall. I like to use a combination of echinacea root with garlic and some hot peppers. And the reason we use the hot spicy pepper is it's a kind of a transport for the other herbs to get up into the sinus cavity and disinfect the pathogen and move the mucus out. Yeah, and is a mucus buster. It moves bodily fluids. So it's important that you use something really powerful, like, you know, the kind of stuff that I guess it's on the spice aisle at the store, that kind of cayenne's not hot enough. You know, that's kind of weak. We want some habanero kind of power. That's what we want. We want some high Scoville heat unit power, like 250,000 units of power. So if you're looking for a you know, decent sinus formula, herbal formula, check out the Echinacea Deluxe at thepowerherbs.com. It'll be under your immune boosting tab. And once you get the first, I guess, symptom of pressure or stuffiness, whatever your first symptoms are when you know you're coming down with a sinus issue, take that and you can sidestep the big problem. And if you already have an infection when you start using it, you're just going to have to be aggressive and hit it hard. That's my experience. And you can power through in just a few days. So now if you do have a sinus infection, and then, of course, you know, if you don't catch it soon enough, it can migrate to the bronchitis area, the chest, then you'll definitely want to check out the pneumonia kit. Excellent for, you know, decongesting the bronchial and getting the pathogen. So check out the immune booster. So if you get a lot of sinus infections and they like to migrate to the chest, you definitely want to get the pneumonia kit. So it's two formulas. One dilates the bronchial so you can cough up that sticky mucus, and the other one is for immune boosting and getting the immune system to take care of the infection. So check that out, and that will be also under your immune boosting, or it may be under the herbal kit section, so you can check it out there. You know, just cheaper than an office visit. And it's all natural and organic, so it's not going to give you side effects. You can check out the products online at thepowerherbs.com. And also you can see the list of ingredients that's in the product and counter regulatory information, as well as any kind of reviews from people who have used the product. So they're all up there. Or you can get a catalog if you don't do the internet. Same information in the catalog, and you can call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. That's thepowerherbs.com. Also, you know, a lot of people talk about the allergy eyes, you know, the sticky allergy eyes. Oh, man. Herbal eye wash. We'll clear that up in a skinny minute. So check that out. That's on there, too. And also, the other thing that a lot of people worry about is the inflammation. So there is a natural anti-inflammatory formula. So you can check that out. Also at thepowerherbs.com, it would be under pain anti-inflammatory section. And then if you're out there, if you're an outdoors person, you do a lot of hiking and camping, and, you know, I don't know about you, but I had one of three kids who could just look at poison ivy and get it. So get the skin poultice. It's just a pouch of dried herbs. It's a mix that you, if you get it on you, the oils from the plant, You want to wash, and then you want to put this on. You have 15 minutes usually to neutralize those oils. But if you go beyond that, you're going to get a rash. So what I like to use is the skin poultice. And this is something that we borrowed from the Native American Indians to get rid of poison ivy, oak, and sumac rashes. And so you just add water to the powdered herbs, and you apply it as like a paste on the area, and it just sucks all that oil right back out of the skin and dries up the rash. It's really cool, and you don't have to go through with all that itching and inflammation and oozing and all that nonsense. So try that. And then when you do wash, you want to use the honey oatmeal soap that we also have at thepowerherbs.com. Very gentle, and it doesn't strip away good flora, but it locks in moisture. So it's a very good hard soap that you'll like. Excellent, excellent, definitely something you want. And a lot of people, too, use the all-in-one to cut down on their allergy responses. It's a nice tonic. They can take a maintenance dose once or twice a week. So there's tools out here that you can tap into and use and get empowered. And you don't have to succumb to all the, you know, suffering that comes along with the allergy season and all the side effects that you would be exposed to with other things. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Now, if you haven't signed up for the newsletters, I encourage you to do so. There's two of them up on the powerherbs.com website. And, of course, these are delivered by email, so we do not print them and mail them by snail mail. But you can sign up for free. There's no subscription, and you'll get empowering health information each and every week. Now, the American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and, of course, other people are writing for that. So you'll get some other people's perspective on certain things and events, economic information as well. And then you also get health information. And then if you just want the natural therapies newsletter, that's called the Health Quest. And that goes out on Friday. So that'll be going out tomorrow. So if you're inclined to kind of educate yourself on what you can do to empower yourself, that would be the thing to sign up for, because that'll come to you each week. And there's no subscription fee. And you get hot links to some of the stuff we talked about on the show. And you can check it out and be empowered. Now, if you do miss any of our shows, you can definitely check out the archives either on American Voice Radio or at thepowerherbs.com. You can just click on Herb Talk up at the top, and you can get to the radio archive page. And what's really neat is the shows are listed by date and topic, so you can kind of catch up on what you missed and at your leisure. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. And definitely, I encourage you all for feedback. Of course, you do from time to time send me information and topics you want me to cover on the show. So do so. I'm open to that. I always invite people to tell me what's up and what they think. So a lot of you have said you like me in the beginning of the show to read a little bit from the devotional. So that's empowering to a lot of people, I guess, and for me as well. So thepowerherbs.com puts the power back in your hands. So get empowered out there, 866-229-3663, and get empowered, get a catalog, and see what you can do. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.